What prompted you to take a job with PVOA as their director?
Well, since I retired and we sold our restaurant, I find out that I kind of miss my job. I miss being involved with fisheries issues and just been trying to keep up on a few issues just on my own here in the last couple of years. And then this position came open, and I decided to jump on it. I really like working with the fishermen. You know, that's one part of the job I did enjoy. I mean, it's where the rubber meets the road, both with the department and where in this position. So, no, I'm kind of, you know, looking forward to it. There's a lot of different issues they'll be dealing with this job than I dealt with the department, a different side, and be a little bit of a different perspective they'll bring to the job than most, if not all, of the prior executive directors.
Now, you were the troll biologist primarily for much of your career with the Department of Fish and Game?
Actually, the last 9 years, I was the regional troll fishery manager. And the 11 years before that, I was the assistant area management biologist for the Petersburg-Wrangell area. And the 10 years prior to that, I had various positions. I did some research. I had a research project up on the Stikine River and did some gillnet efficiency studies. And then I was the port sampling supervisor here in Petersburg for a couple of years.
Do you see challenge in going from being a representative of the department to being a representative of fishermen, or do you see your role as kind of a bridge or a liaison there now, kind of from being able to see from both sides of things?
Well, it could be a bit of a challenge. We'll see. You know, I don't think my ideas necessarily differ a lot from most of the fishermen around here. I mean, there will be some differences, and I think maybe that's one aspect of my perspective on things is maybe I'll have a different view of things, and if I think that maybe the association might be going in a direction, maybe they could, maybe shouldn't be, or maybe there's a better way to approach it. Just from my experiences with the regulatory agency, I may be able to provide more input on that. I'm sure there may be times where we're going to have disagreements, but that probably happens in virtually all of these fisheries organizations or any organization, with the executive directors and the board and the membership. I'm not concerned about it.
How about halibut and sable fish issues that you'll be working on at the federal level with the North Pacific Fishery Management Council? I know you're well familiar with all these processes from your former job, but actually being in there and sort of working on industry side things too.
That will be one thing that I do have to get up to speed on. I have not worked directly in the council process.
Board of Fish, definitely.
With Board of Fish and Pacific Salmon Commission work. And I think, some of the board members that have been involved with the PSC, said the process is similar. They're federal processes and there's some similarities in there. No, it's going to be a relatively steep learning curve because Julianne right now sits on the advisory panel in the and that deals with and I'm going to try to get on that too, get appointed to that.
This is to the North Pacific Council,
the advisory panel,
which is made up of a lot of industry folks from different perspectives. And
right,
so on.
And they deal with all kinds of issues in the North Pacific, not just halibut and black cod, but groundfish, trawl, longline, Gulf of Alaska, Bering Sea, Aleutian Islands. There's all kinds of stuff that all kinds of fisheries that I have had no direct involvement with. I'm familiar with most of them, but I haven't had a direct involvement with them. And it's a complicated, complex issue, and a lot of issues. And the thing that like with the council. System is that once a decision made, it's probably going to be there for, if you will, forever. I mean, they make amendments and whatnot. Whereas a board process, if you think you made a mistake, you come back three years later and either fix it or, eliminate it. You know.
Any particular issues coming up you're excited about, either learning about or some that you might know about more that you're looking forward to working on?
Well, there's always the halibut and black cod issues through the council process. A lot of, issues. You've got issues with Coast Guard reauthorization, DEC issues, environmental conservation issues, otters.
Sea otters, yeah.
You've got one issue that is going to probably take a lot more time is the issue with the Northern Chatham seine fishery and sockeye subsistence issues.
Right, the issues
territorial jurisdiction issue
the
there.
Angoon's request for the feds to take
right.
over management, which has sort of been put on hold at this point.
Yeah, I have kind of a sneaking suspicion that's going to take up quite a bit of time here in mm-hmm. the next couple of years, too. Mm-hmm. And then you always have the local salmon, the regional salmon issues with the board process, local issues, the harbors and ports issues and whatnot that come up that the membership may have a vested interest in and want to provide some input on.